This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our listener Daniel asks for our help on Ghostbusters. Our listener Stacey finds potential love on a bus in Spain. And the moment I think I was amazing at singing just because I had a full gospel choir backing me. It's Scott here, Chris is here as well.
Hey, 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 hey.
Sozza wasn't here on Friday.
That's all right, actually, it was all fine. Yep.
So, I had a slight party at the weekend.
Slight?
For my birthday. Only my birthday was over a month ago, but I'm one of those people, and we all know one, that likes to extend their celebrations for a good month or so afterwards. That's me.
Also, you're the type of person that won't just do a small party. Like, we could have done something a lot easier. We could have all just met in a bar. Could have had a great night, it would have been fine, but you decided to go all out. I could not believe what I saw when I turned up at your house. There was a full-on stage.
Yeah, they put a stage in.
It was... I've honestly been to worse nightclubs.
Right.
There was a stage.
Thank you.
There was... There was a stage, there was a load of mics lined up. I was like, what is going on?
And then five gospel singers turned up.
Honestly, it's unbelievable.
Gospel Oki, right. You know it's my dream, as it is yours, to have performed with a gospel choir, which I've never done until now, and I can't get enough of it. I mean, I just want to book it again.
And what you did, which I've got a lot of respect for you for, is you were the first to stand up, because it's basically like karaoke.
Yeah, it is.
Except you've got the backing. And to try and encourage everyone to do it, you decided to go first.
Oh,
Scott, it was such a thing to behold.
I was so keen.
I don't think I've really seen you sing. Like, we've done karaoke a couple of times, but I don't really remember it.
I'm not the guy that gets up and sings, ever. But if you've got five confident, good-sounding karaoke singers behind you, what's to stop you? You can take on the world.
Now, I recorded this, obviously. Because the second that you started singing, I knew we'd be in this position. Well, here's the situation. I want to share it with everyone. Will you let me play it?
Why do we always have to play everything? Can't we just be like, it was amazing?
Well, no, because you know the other way around, you'd be playing out stuff of me singing. So I think it's only fair that I get this chance. So we're all agreed. We're going to do it.
Okay.
So this is Scott. And I love that you chose this song as well, Mary Mary Shackles.
Because I chose this song because you don't have to be in it much because it's pretty much all gospel.
Yes. Well, the gospel choir started when you performed.
Yeah, so they start it really well. Imagine this happening in your living room. It's incredible. I just want to praise you. I just want to praise you. Oh, you really did record it, didn't you? Oh, here's my big moment.
Here we go.
And then it goes a bit wrong because I'm on the mic. Oh, no. So you think you know the words. You're like, yeah, I'm going in.
Let's hear.
Yeah, doesn't know the words.
Please
help me, singers. Oh. See, I thought, like, this song is all gospel, so you won't hear me. But there's a lot where you really are on your own.
But what's wonderful is the gospel choir don't look at you like, oh my word, he is dreadful.
No.
They just go on as if you're brilliant, as if you're Sam Smith.
That was the beautiful bit where I realised that I was going higher and higher and higher and higher.
And then you had to go low.
Yeah, for the last bit. But they were great. But because they're drowning you out so much, you think that you sound brilliant.
Mm.
And today, I really don't think that's the case. Scott Mills. How did I get here? Can I get back? I thought I was having fun, but no. I was just looking for the one. Always looking for the one. How did I get here? Can I get back? No, I thought I was having fun, but no, I was just looking for the one, always looking for you. Isaac Gracie, why didn't you tell me at my party that I sounded terrible?
Because with the gospel choir, you sounded all right.
All right, so only when you heard that on the radio you realised. But in the room, it sounded good?
No, if I'm honest, it did sound quite bad. But it's...
I thought I was
but
great.
You were so in the moment.
Oh, I loved it. Right. Good that Annie Mac's got some of her favourites in tonight, isn't it? To cover a whole show all week. And tonight is Steph London Day Monday. Which reminds me...
What day is Steph London Day?
Monday. We need to stop doing this all the time now.
It's because of my favourite bit of New Zealand radio ever. And there was a quiz going on. Fairly easy question, but this lady wasn't getting it.
February 1st trivia, answer tonight, Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Oh.
Like,
I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh. All I know is Father's Day.
Yeah. You're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Ooh. Like, the 31st?
Yeah, I just need it in a question form, though. Like, as a question. Like, maybe, like, what day is...
Stefan Dunde.
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yeah, so what would the question be?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but if it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day?
So what day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, right? Don't know.
You're 90% there. You need to give me the question.
Sunday.
What you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it.
Hey. What day is Stefan Dunde?
Monday. Monday is Stefan Dunde.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
On Mondays, we like to do our Ghostbuster service. If recently you've been chatting to someone, maybe with a view to dating them, and then when you think it's going really well, they've just stopped replying, and they've definitely seen your messages, get in touch, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email with the details. A lot of people do this, and sometimes we get through to the ghost, we call them for you. It's a free service we offer, and get some answers, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's nothing worse than be like, well, why don't they reply anymore?
Yeah.
scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've been ghosted, I'll try and get to the bottom of it for you. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Scott.
Right, you've got in touch about how you have been ghosted. I need all the details.
Okay. I'm from the London in South Wales.
From the Valleys?
I went to Swansea 2 weeks ago on a night out with my friends.
Okay.
What happened was my friend got a girlfriend down there, so we agreed just to go down there. We met up with his girlfriend and all her friends in a bar.
Okay, so your friend is seeing someone down there in Swansea, so you're like, oh yeah, let's go and make a night out of it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So me and my friends went down as well. You know, we booked a taxi back home at 2:30 that morning, so you know, we were down there for quite a few hours.
But you got a minibus?
Yeah, my cousin Avon actually picked us up.
Oh, right.
He drives his own taxi company.
Classic South Wales, I love it.
That's great.
Dave's coaches.
Exactly. That's it, yeah.
We were in a cocktail bar on Wine Street when we met up with my friend's girlfriend and all her friends. Now, my friend's girlfriend and her friend went to the toilet together.
Yeah.
And when they come back, my friend's girlfriend told him that her friend liked me.
Okay.
So he obviously told me, yeah. And so when we went to the next bar, you know, I asked her name, got to know her a little bit, bought a few drinks, yeah, dance. And then and it was going good. You know, we kissed a bit. Yeah. So on the way to the next bar, then I asked her for a phone number.
Okay.
She gave me a.
Right.
And then she walked on ahead with her friends, and I see one of those ladies in the street that sell roses.
Oh yes, so, yeah. Buy her a rose, classic.
Yeah, exactly. You can't fail, can it? I bought one and then I gave it to her, and she found her so sweet. Bless her.
Yeah, well, I would.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I've just been bought a rose in Swansea, do you know what I mean? What's not to love?
Exactly. You know, that's all right. I'm quids in there, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
you know, it went well, the night did. You know, we just carried on getting on really great, you know, all night. You know, she's exactly my cup of tea. She's my type, like, she's got...
Is she?
She's got tattoos, which I love.
Yes.
No, she's got dark, long hair. You know, she's my type, basically. She's got a lovely personality.
Oh, it sounds like you're keen, very keen.
Yeah. But I'm worried that I come off too keen, if you get what I mean.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. But, like, she seemed to like you as well.
Mm. Yeah, but after that, I'm not quite so sure.
Okay, so the night out has happened. You both go back to your houses.
Yeah, I text her when I go home.
Yeah.
I said, it was lovely meeting you and everything. And she texted me back saying, thank you for the rose and thank you for the drinks. So I texted back, I said, it's more where that come from. So then in the night out in Swansea, we agreed that we'd meet up again. Which was, this was a Saturday night, and on Thursday Sunday she said, like, I'll come down and see her.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I woke up early on the Sunday, quite hungover, you know, preparing myself to go back down to Swansea.
Okay.
But I was texting her, and I had nothing back.
Right.
So I called her, and they were straight to answer phone. So I was like...
Going straight to answer phone, is it?
Yeah, but because we got iPhones and iMessage, and it was, the message was kind of delivered to you at the bottom. So I knew she was connected to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Well, she might not have any signal.
Yeah.
So I tried to FaceTime audio her.
Oh, okay. You've tried everything.
I've
thrown everything at it here, Daniel. I see what you've done. I've been in this position as well, where I've got with someone on a night out, and it's all everything seemed good. Next day, I've not heard anything. I've been in exactly your position. It's a bit like, why? Because last night was so good.
Yeah, and you were really enjoying it, and we were having nice chats, etc.
Yeah.
All right.
So I had her on Facebook. Nothing. She hadn't accepted that. Instagram, she haven't accepted that neither.
No. She's gone. Yeah. She's a ghost.
She's gone?
Yeah, yeah. I've had two texts off her since, and that was the night of. And then I texted again the Monday, and she texted back on the Tuesday when I was in work. She said, hi, I'm been so busy with work. Okay. How are you? So I texted back then, and then you had nothing. And that's been about 2 weeks now.
Oh, love you. You are a keen bean.
You're a keen bean. I worry she's not as keen, Daniel. I worry that might just be the situation here.
Daniel, I've got her number off you, and are we all right to call her next and maybe ask a few questions?
Yeah, of course you can, yeah.
All right, wait there. Oh, bless. Okay, we'll call her next.
Scott Mills.
If you have been ghosted, let me know. Send me an email. So we're speaking to Daniel, who's been on a night out in Swansea. He had a really good evening. He had a little kiss with a girl. They chatted. They're getting on really well. Buys her a rose on Wine Street from that lady who sells the roses on Wine Street. And she asked him back for maybe another date to Swansea. And Daniel was very up for it, as you've heard. And then, bam, she disappeared. Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
So I've got this girl's number that you met on the night out. The thing is, she might answer because, obviously, giving away tickets to Radio 1's biggest weekend in Swansea at the moment, if she sees it's Radio 1's number, she might answer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you've heard nothing, no?
No, nothing from her at all.
Okay. Now, you will be able to hear all of this. Are you prepared for us to call her and ask her what's going on, just to maybe get a bit of closure for you?
Yeah, if it could, yeah.
Okay. But you're prepared either way for it to be fine, are you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just that closure, isn't it? It's just when people vanish, that's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, Daniel.
All right, well, listen, good luck. I'm going to make the phone call now. Okay, wait there.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I'm nervous, Daniel.
I know, me too.
Shall I take this one?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, I'm not speaking.
Hello?
Hello. Sorry for the random call. My name is Scott Mills, and I'm calling from the radio station, Radio 1.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Now, we've had contact from someone to our show, a guy called Daniel, who I think you met out on a night out in Swansea with a few mates.
Yeah.
And I believe that there were a few texts. If you remember, he gave you a rose. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
And there's been a bit of messaging here and there, but then you've kind of disappeared. I just wondered if we could ask, like, maybe why.
I don't really feel like talking about this, sorry.
Pardon?
I don't really feel like talking about this, sorry.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, then.
Thanks, bye.
Oh.
No.
Daniel, she doesn't even want to talk to us.
I know. Wow. What's going on?
Wow.
I don't know what's going through her head.
Thing Daniel is, right, my brother. It sounds like you had a wonderful night, Daniel, but I feel that maybe that was, it's probably all that it was.
Yeah, I think so too.
But at least you can kind of put it down to experience and it's a bit of closure. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Also, can I just say, if there are girls out there, any other girls listening with tattoos and long, dark hair in South Wales that would like to be bought a rose on Wine Street in Swansea, there will be a lot of them listening. Please, you know, like, feel free, because Daniel's here and he is keen.
Very keen.
Yeah. And I know, Daniel, that you will meet a girl that's as much of a keen bean as you are.
I hope so.
You will?
You will, Daniel. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for being in touch with Ghostbusters. I'm sorry this one didn't go our way, but at least we got an answer, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for your help, anyway. Phone. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being on, and thanks for getting in touch.
Okay, thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Bye. Scott
Mills. Well, that was a bit brutal today. We spoke to Daniel, though. He's absolutely fine. He just wanted an answer, and that's what Ghostbusters is about. I got shut down pretty quick there, didn't I?
He was sweet.
So sweet. Don't want to talk about it. Bye. Okay, then, bye. And if you have been ghosted and you want some answers, not that I really got an answer there. Well, I got an answer from the phone, but not any real answers.
It was good to connect, though.
Exactly. I didn't know whether she would pick up. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've got their details as well, that would be good. Fill me in on a little bit about the story and I'll try and get to the bottom of all this. Scott Mills. One. This is Scott Mills with a new week of bangers starting up at 2:40. Now, I never asked you or I never pulled you up on this last week, but when we were talking off air, you were telling me the mates that you were going to see The Streets with last week.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Right, now, you're either the kind of person that has nicknames for your friends or you just don't do it at all. For instance, you met a lot of my friends at a little party I had on Saturday night.
True, and they all had normal names.
They don't. They just call things like Nick and Adam and Nicola and John. They none of them have... None of them have nicknames, whereas all of your friends, I would say, are nicknames.
Generally, yeah, yeah. So for The Streets that evening, there was Sir Dosser.
Yeah.
There was a couple of uni mates there. A Sperm was there.
Right, yeah, see, that's who I wanted to ask you about. Because I've heard of Chinese Dave. Why is he called Chinese Dave?
I can't say.
You can't say? Okay, all right. Well, maybe they're not the reasons, but, like, why have I not heard this of this other guy before?
Well, Sperm is... Oh, I'll tell you why, because he's a uni friend.
Right.
Do you want to know why he's called that, though? Is that what you're getting at?
I've known you for ages, and you always list off, like, Sadossa, Chinese Dave, Changa the Beast.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Sperm before.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know where he's come from.
Disproportionate size head to body.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I like to know the backstory sometimes. Scott Mills. Oh, yeah, I do have one friend with a nickname. Unlucky Gary, that's it, though.
Of course, yeah. It's more... Yeah, it's not even a nickname. It's more... Well, I suppose it is. It's a fact.
What do your friends call you, then? What's your nickname, someone's saying?
Do you know what it is? In our group, there were two Chrises.
Right.
So the other Chris was always Dougsy
when
we played football, and I was always just Starkey.
Right.
So my friends don't call me Chris.
Oh, yeah.
So I find it weird when people call me Chris.
Yeah, see, I do call you Chris, but then, confusingly, you are in my phone as Starkey.
You were calling me Christopher on Saturday night.
I like to roll out full names sometimes. It just puts... just, like, gets you in control of the conversation a little bit. Do you know what I mean,
Christopher? Because it was your house.
I just...
Your,
like,
rules.
If you slip in a Christopher now and again...
Don't say that.
Do you know what I mean?
That sounded all sorts of wrong.
You sat up and I had your attention. Scott Mills. I can't believe it's happening this week. Are you ready for it?
What?
They're taking off your favourite TV show in the whole world.
What?
Benidorm.
Oh, no, I'm
it's
not.
Finishing.
Is it?
It's your favourite, you told me.
I've never said it's my favourite.
Axe, after 11 years.
Completely off
gone,
now.
Gone, completely.
Right, fine.
Yeah. But ironically, your other favourite show is still going all these years on.
Which one?
Well, who did you dress up as at the weekend? Not at my party,
no,
at someone else's?
Do you know what? I had to go to another party dressed as Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Which is your favourite?
With,
although everyone, Mrs. Brown.
I don't actually like that show, but everyone thought I was Mrs. Doubtfire.
But you were Mrs. Everyone, Brown.
So people kept coming up to me and going, why didn't you burn the boobs?
Scott Mills. So yeah, Ghostbusters earlier. A lot of people still talking about it on social media. We know about ghosting. Then there was airing. What was airing?
I don't know, actually.
Was that when you bob back up again?
There's bobbing, isn't
bobbing
there?
As well.
Bobbing,
there's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot to keep up with.
Now there's another one. This is orbiting. Do you know what this is?
No, go
right.
on.
Okay. Well, write it down because we're probably doing a feature on it soon. Orbiting is where said person will continue to comment on your social media posts like Facebook and Snapchat but will not respond to your DMs or anything like that.
Oh, I see. So they're visible.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They'll still comment, but they're orbiting you and not replying directly. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Don't worry, we'll think of something to do with it soon. Hello, Rory.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Where are you at the moment?
Just driving home from work near Cambridge.
Okay. Can I call you by your nickname, which is Beanhead?
Yeah.
Okay, why is that... why is that your name?
When I was about 5 years old, I refused to eat my dinner. My mum said, if you don't start eating it, I'll tip it all over your head.
Oh, okay.
Big blonde curly hair, kept the season, and she poured baked beans all over my head.
Right, so your mum did actually pour baked beans on your hair because you weren't eating them?
She actually did, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm so off beans since that incident at the Harvest. Do you remember the that Harvest Festival problem that I had with beans?
Oh,
I won a competition once, right? And the main prize for that was a lifetime supply of beans. And they turned up at my mum's house, and they weren't just normal beans. They were experimenting with cheesy beans.
Yeah.
Right, and about 200 tins of these things turned up,
at least, and
they were horrible.
Yeah.
So we had to take them to the school harvest. You know how normally you bring like one tin of something?
Not you.
My uncle had to bring like a van load of cheesy beans for the harvest.
What a harvest festival was that year, though?
That was quite a harvest.
More cans than they've ever had before. Okay, Rory, this is what I've got for you today. This is Foles, My Number.
This is a good song, Scott.
Thank
you. Because it's from the football game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa.
It is.
It's one that I really associate. Mate, when you play that game as much as I do, you spend hours listening to the same songs.
And this is one of them.
And you get that real association, you wouldn't understand.
Okay, no, I wouldn't. So that's Foles, My Choice. You can have that.
Or you can have my choice today, which is this.
Oh, yes.
To be fair, it's been on bangers a few times, this one, but it's Benny Benassi, Chris Brown, and Beautiful People.
Okay.
Tough choice.
Very
neither
tough.
Of them are my favourite song.
They're not, no?
No, but I think I'm going to go with you, Scott.
Yeah! All right. I wasn't expecting that.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it! One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know.
Twins.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
My Number on Radio 1, so I win the first day of a new week of bangers.
Good Monday banger, that one, I think.
Really good. Thanks, Beanhead, for being on.
Nice, Beanhead.
Beanhead. Good work, Beanhead. This is Scott Mills here. Hey, Chris, what day is Stefflon Donde?
Stefflon Donde is Monday.
Yes.
The question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
Scott Mills.
Stacey.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You sent me a really long email.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit drunk at the time.
It's all fine.
It's a good story.
It is. And you're going to tell us it now. Go.
Okay. Well, basically, a few weeks ago, I was visiting Spain.
Mm.
I was going over with one of my friends. She has a house out there in Extremadura.
Okay,
so
nice.
So that will get over.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know, just you play life the way you need to, I suppose.
Yeah. yes to you.
You do. But anyway, so we're on this bus. So the bus driver obviously needs his little break. So he stops and we, you know, go outside and I sit on the bench. And on the same bench on the other side of it is this like cute guy. And sort of like looking and doing the little discreet glances, and I was thinking he's doing the little discreet glances at me, and anyway, completely oblivious. My friend, by the way, she's from Glasgow, and she's got this big strong Glaswegian accent. Oh, come on hen, and you know, but she was completely oblivious to what was going on, and she came and plonked herself down right between us on this bench and started rah, 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 so totally broke the flow of everything. But anyway, we get back on the bus and I said to her, you know, I think that guy was checking me out. I said, you know what? I said, I think I'm going to give him my number before we get off the bus.
Right, OK, so you really liked this guy on the bus and you'd shared a few moments with him on a park bench before your friend, who didn't know any of this was going on, just plonked herself right next to you both.
Yeah, but I thought, I like him enough to try and give it a go here, so...
What did you like about him?
Well, he was looked like he was like in martial arts clothing and all, and he's obviously like,
what do you mean? Stop there. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Come and sit on this park bench with me, Daniel son.
Well, he wasn't like in the, you know, a kimono or anything like that, but it was like,
what? Who gets on a 3-hour bus journey dressed as like in a jiu-jitsu outfit?
This guy does, clearly.
Was that about something around his head as well, was it?
No, I think he took that off before he got on the bus.
Was he doing it? And I would do this. If I was actually any good at any martial arts, I would wear the outfit all the time. Yeah, like, I'm a black belt on karate, guys.
Well, also, mate, it's just a good excuse. It's like a spa day, isn't it? You're going around in constantly wearing a robe.
Yeah,
I think that's possibly what he was trying to do is, show people he's into his sports and, you know, if he looks good in it, then, wear it every day. So
you love
he did look
a robe,
good in it.
I do,
I love a robe. Do you know, if I could be in a robe all the time, I actually
would.
Why
don't we? Like, isn't that funny that we don't all walk around in robes? Because think about it, they're warm, they're easy going.
Yes, very comfortable.
Think of all the women that you could pick up, you know, just by wearing a martial arts outfit.
Well, no, because that seems to... I think that's your thing, clearly. That's what you've gone for. You've seen someone wearing a martial arts outfit and thought, that does it for me. That wouldn't necessarily do it for everyone.
I'm not actually usually into sporty men, but something about... Well, I've seen his biceps and they were, you know, quite impressive.
Yes.
Well, you could see them because his robe, I assume, was slightly open as well.
So how did the conversation go? You were like, hi there, and he went...
Well, we didn't even get to the speaking stage on the bus journey. That was the problem.
No.
I basically decided that I was going to take the opportunity to give him my number before I got off the bus.
Nice.
So I basically had no paper because obviously I wasn't planning this. It's not something I normally do.
Okay, wait right there. And we'll get to how you gave him the number next because this is amazing.
Scott Mills.
Stacey's with us. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. So you're in Spain. You've met this guy on a long bus journey who is wearing some kind of martial arts clothing.
Yes.
But he's cute.
Mm. At the service station, did he not talk there? Because you'd stopped, right? You stopped so the bus driver could have a wee or something like that.
Yeah. No, we didn't. Well, I thought we were going to get talking because we'd been building up the little glances. But then my big Glaswegian friend... went and sat herself right in the middle of us.
Yeah, annoying that. You just wanted to turn around and go, hi-ya, to the man.
Or maybe I wanted her to hi-ya me so that he would come and rescue me.
You wanted to be hi-ya, but yeah.
Yeah, just a hi-ya from anywhere would have been perfect.
Right, so time is running out. The bus is about to stop at your stop. And you say you haven't got any paper. Can't you just put it in this phone or something?
Well, I didn't know. The thing is, I didn't know what language he spoke because I didn't know whether he's going to understand English. I basically used all the resources I had, which was a pen and a paracetamol box, and ripped off a bit of the paracetamol box and just wrote, I'm Stacey, wrote my number down with the country code and wrote in English, I have, +44, and dropped the first zero as well, just to be sure.
Good.
And I wrote, I have WhatsApp, and I give him the universal smiley face emoji, because everybody knows emoji, so...
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, basically, so Linda, my friend, she was walking on ahead of me, and she was getting off the bus first, and then as I passed his seat, I sort of looked at him, and I just threw in my number, and then I just ran off.
What was his reaction?
Did he chop the box?
They have to, though, don't they?
You're so bad.
It's just what they do.
They just have to. They can't help themselves. Even if it's a paracetamol box. Oh, why have you got to chop that?
Yeah, stop chopping.
Yeah. We get it. You're in the kimono. Did you hear from him?
I heard from him the next day. But before I heard from him, I was actually kind of looking at it in perspective and thinking, you know, that looks a bit, you know, crazy and dodgy there. You know, he's going to be thinking, am I in trouble? Or, you know, I've been basically led to a waiting car by this, you know, strong, broad Glaswegian woman. Yeah. And she doesn't look back and she throws me a piece of cardboard. And
kidnapped by Linda.
Yeah, yeah, kidnapped by Linda, totally.
You're coming to Scotland with me. It wasn't anything like that, though.
No, it wasn't. Anyway, I did actually hear from him the next day, and he basically said, hi, Stacey, I'm the guy that you gave your number to on the bus. How can I help you?
how can I help you?
And it was a day later, which I like.
Yeah, yeah, he obviously has a lot of time to think about it.
Yeah.
Or translate.
Obviously not that concerned that you need help either.
Yeah. So now we're continuing to message each other and planning to go meet up, hopefully in the start of June.
Oh, yes. So, yes. Yeah. Okay, great news. So what are you texting regularly now?
Yeah, pretty much every day. We've progressed to sending selfies, and you know, so.
Oh,
and he talks in English, which is great because my French isn't so good. So
He's talking. Sorry,
good.
He's talking in French.
No, he's talking in English to me. He writes in English, so.
But he is good. French.
But he's French.
Oh,
yeah, he's actually French. Oh yeah, he's actually French. I found that out as well. So,
oh, well done.
You know, he's not actually Spanish. So.
Well done for what? I don't know. Just the way she said it. It's like, oh, got myself a French.
Yeah, he's French. By the way, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
You know the selfies that you're sending?
Uh-huh.
Is he still in the karate gear?
Some of them, yeah.
Yes! He loves it. He can't get enough of it.
Amazing. So we need to keep up with you when you go on this date and hear how it is and get involved somehow.
Ah, for sure. Absolutely. But, you know, I have to keep something private, obviously, like, you know.
What do you mean?
Not
what?
Access all areas, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no, yeah. Only first date.
The other road pictures we won't require.
So what lesson would you like to pass on here to everyone listening?
What's
the moral of the story here?
Get the bus more often.
Make sure you have something other than painkiller boxes to write numbers on.
Good.
A good speech to you.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Have a nice Monday. Love you, bye.
When you're ready, let's go.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC.